With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A divided Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday declared former President Trump ineligible for the White House. The liberal court is claiming the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause, even though it does not apply to presidents, and despite the fact that former presidents never been convicted of insurrection. The decision from a court whose justices were all appointed by Democratic governors marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. The court stayed its decision until January 4th or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. Also, at SRNNews.com, negotiators are continuing work on a deal to firm up a border crossing deal, which is essential for Republicans, while Democrats continue to push for aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats are closer to an agreement on border and immigration policy changes.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we've made some significant progress, but we obviously but that needs to be a part of this overall request from the administration, which remains extremely important.
Due to massive amounts of illegal immigration, 2023 saw the largest population growth in the U.S. since the pandemic. Due to thousands of illegals crossing the border each day, almost 90% of the nation's growth happened in the South. A popular tourist destination in Iceland is shut down following a volcanic eruption. The eruption began Monday night, about 2 miles from a town where the human-made geothermal pool Blue Lagoon is located. The attraction was briefly reopened after more than 1,000 earthquakes hit within a 24-hour period, but it quickly closed again after Monday night. This is SRN News. A battle over homosexuality is brewing at one Texas school.
Officials at Abilene Christian University have agreed to review the sexuality policy after complaints from an LGBT alumni group called Wildcats for Inclusion. That organization is upset about a recent event that featured a man who has abandoned the gay lifestyle and now condemns it. In an interview with Religion News Service, school president Phil Schubert says he does not expect any major changes in the ACU policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. Half of them say they are atheist or agnostic. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. This is SRN News. Two of Apple's latest watches may not be available in the U.S. later this week if the White House doesn't intervene in an international patent dispute. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Apple plans to suspend sales of the Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches beginning online Thursday and in stores Sunday. Dan Ives with Wedbush Security says it can't come at a worse time.
There's lines at the store to get these watches before the drop dead date.
It's part of an intellectual property dispute involving the watch's blood oxygen feature.
There's a software workaround that they're right now focused on. And time is of the essence.
ITC issued the order October 26th. The White House had 60 days to review, meaning Apple could have kept selling the watches, but is pulling them early to ensure compliance. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.